If this was a normal society with a functional economy, it would have been normal for him to say he needs more time to consult because we just came out of an election. But, you know, we had an election in July, and if ZANU-PF had a manifesto and a plan to move the country forward, one could have thought that between July and now, that was sufficient time to consult and to come up with a budget that is going to respond to the social and economic needs of the citizens. But the fact that he has deferred the budget actually shows that, you know, all is not well. My suspicion is that there is no money. In fact, unconfirmed reports are saying they have sent, you know, an SOS to the Chinese government, something to the tune of $30 billion. But we know that the Chinese are not going to give us anything. They have not given us anything before. If anything, you know, they always come up with loan agreements that are actually, you know, for their own benefit. It's actually mortgaging the whole country when they try to give us money. So it's a clear indication that, you know, something is rotten or in the state of Zimbabwe, if you like.